Gentle Deities. Gentle Deities comes from Middle English and means an ennobling deeds, or noble great achievements, if you like. To simplify it and put it in normal language, sans ways of thinking and noble pursuits, it simply means class. In high school, it means not lying nor participating in lies. Not fighting, only protecting yourself. And it means not following others. When someone brings a can of beer, merely using a paint mixer to creatively shake it up and setting it back in the fridge, quietly hoping that Dad hangs on to the rest of his brain cells. Not following means walking your own path. A path where little things matter, where you are more than a brick in the wall. They relate to you as well as others. For example, never allowing anyone to tell you that you are less than a brilliant genius is a noble deed. Because it is tough not to allow bad grades to trick you into thinking that you are not smart. When you fail a test, or even need to repeat a class, it is a noble being that walks unbroken, probably while listening to science audiobooks. A little bit later in life, you will have to do much the same, but now on a much larger scale. When overwork or misery tries to crush you, you rise and rise until you cross the bridge of the gods, rising all the way straight into perfect laughter is the same gentle ditty as having once rejected bad grades and taken to your own noble paths. Your ditties add up to make you infinitely beautiful, timeless, and unbreakable. They make you wise and show that you have class, and you become an inspiration to others. Now, as with all things, this is slightly more complicated than it seems. Tragically, it is not in our culture to aim young people at wisdom, class, and ennobling deeds. So there are people who do end up drinking that stupid beer and carry on to spend years and years doing stupid broken things. But those broken things must not break them. Rising from a path where none urge to wisdom and class is a gentle deity in itself. A bully, a thief, a criminal, an alcoholic will surely carry their burden and consequences of their actions, but that will only make their back stronger, as in their wisdom, they guard the point of no return that they were abandoned to cross. Overall, nothing we have ever been through should crush us. We are not allowed to suffer on the floor. The road required to put things right may be longer, and happiness of people who have been through a rough time may be much different from the happiness of those who rose to become artists. But all roads to greatness make for great beings. The important point to take away from this is that no one should stay down crushed in any way, not a single person. We rise, we rise, we rise to greatness. You might have guessed that the words gentle lady and gentleman describe a person who has been ennobled by their gentle deities, by rising towards greatness with the nobleness of the human spirit.